Say good morning to each of you and greetings to you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Been having a series of devotionals exploring what I call the garden of Psalm 119. I'd like to read again a few verses of a song that we sometimes sing that you may be familiar with. Thy word is like a garden, Lord, with flowers bright and fair, and everyone who seeks may pluck a lovely cluster there. Thy word is like a deep, deep mine, and jewels rich and rare are hidden in its mighty depths for every searcher there. Thy word is like a starry host, a thousand rays of light are seen to guide the traveler and make his pathway bright. Thy word is like an armory where soldiers may repair and find for life's long battle day all needful weapons there. And another quote that I read the first evening by Martin Booz, he said, most read their Bibles like cows that stand in the thick grass and trample under their feet the finest flowers and herbs. So for a devotional this morning, we're going to continue our garden walk through Psalm 119. Invite you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 119. In this meditation, we hope to pluck some of the finest flowers and herbs without trampling them under our feet. Now, we've already explored two abilities of God's Word. The first evening, we looked at the availability of the Word. Then we looked at the sustainability of the Word. Today, I'd like to think on the reliability of God's Word. You know, man longs to rely on something, on someone. Man desires to have something they can depend on. Is God's Word reliable? Verse 81 of Psalm 119. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. We find in this stanza an expression of a heart that longs to feel God. My soul fainteth, my eyes fail, but I hope in thy word. Despite a lack of feelings, we see an expression of confidence in God's word. It is reliable. There is great comfort in knowing that all of God's commandments are faithful. Verse 86. Should God's word let us down, we would find it right to despair of life. But it is not so, my friends. I hope in thy word. Verse 81. Verse 87 says that almost he was consumed, but he was not. And why wasn't he consumed? Because he forsook not the word of God. When my focus in life is incorrect, I faint, I fail, I forget God's word. The Christian life is that of disciplined thinking. It keeps a correct focus. Verse 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Consider again the reliability of God's word forever, O Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is to all generations. God's word is eternal, unchanging, and relevant to each generation. It is reliable. It is dependable. Verse 96, I've seen an end of all perfection. Even all things that appear to be perfect on this earth have their limits. But God's word, it's unlimited as to what it can do. There are no limits. There are no boundaries to the word of God. Verse 97. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are the words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. How do we become wiser than our enemies? Have more understanding than the ancients or those who teach me? By meditation on God's word and by keeping his word. I've heard it been said that if you want to increase your knowledge of the scripture and be able to interpret scripture, we need to obey what we already know. Many people remain in uncertainty because they are unwilling to obey what they already know. Brothers and sisters, we grow in our understanding of God and his word when we keep his precepts, as it says in the 100th verse. By continually feasting on God's word, I will learn to hate every false way. I am unable to discern what is false if I don't know what is true. 105. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. We see again from this portion a confidence in the reliability of God's word. It's a lamp and a light to guide us on our journey. So this passage gives mention to our feet, which indicates we're walking. The reliable word keeps us from slipping, tripping, and falling. The way is revealed to us through Scripture. Verse 110 says that the wicked lay a snare for me. Although the wicked bombard me with temptation to sin, I am kept from sinning through faith in the word and the power that comes from it. in 2 Peter, one of my favorite passages in Scripture, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life. And then later it says, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Praise God for that. Verse 113. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I'm afraid of thy judgments. We see a focus again here on correct thinking. You know, my heart will naturally be set on things I choose to think about. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Meditating on Scripture is the antidote to wrong thoughts. Verse 114 highlights again how we can depend on the Bible. It is a hiding place and a shield, dependable and, yes, reliable. A place of safety. Now, I appreciate the attitude of determination that I see in this stanza. By loving God's law, I will learn to hate that which breaks his law. Take a look at the word continually in verse 117. If I show respect to God's word only at times, I'm lacking in true faith. A sincere faith is constant, a continued respect to the Word of God. One more section, verse 121. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Are you ever faced with difficult questions or things hard to understand? Where do we find the answers? In the many difficult and perplexing issues that we face, the challenge is for us to view all things in life, every situation, through the lens of God's word. It is a reliable word. We find ourselves in a world that has made void God's law, verse 126. And where do people go to find answers? Unfortunately, too many use the screen in their hands. I heard a poem recently, and I want to share it with you. I don't know the title or the author, but it speaks to this issue we all are so subtly affected by. A glowing glass of dark desire, a modern calf of digital fire. We bow our heads and touch the screen. and worship gods we cannot see. We trade our souls to seek the feed, and feed the flesh and feed the greed. The word of God we cast aside to fill the void of human pride. A pocket shrine of noise and plea that blinds the eye so we cannot see. Put down the glass. The world is dead. The living vine is where you're fed. May God bless you. Let's stand for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come to you recognizing that your word is the reliable source for life. All the questions that we have in life are found in your word, and we thank you for that promise. We thank you for these sweet words we find in Psalm 119. I pray, Lord, that this meditation could just be in our hearts and in our lives this day. Bless our brother now as he shares with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.